it was an agreement that we reached for the duration of 3 years, starting from 2013 to 2016, June, of which it gave the least paid mine worker R1,000 increase for each and every month. The lowest paid mine worker in South Africa in platinum sector was 4,500 a month. So therefore, it was quite a very slave salary, considering the environment of which our members are subjected into. I think it's a journey that one has to walk until such time that our members realize better working condition and decent salary.
So would you say that this was a victory for the workers?
I would say this was a breakthrough. We've managed to unshackle ourselves from this slave wage structure that came long from colonialization to the National Party to the last 20 years of our democracy that hasn't been challenged. So it's a breakthrough. We are in the right path towards decent salary, decent working condition in the mining industry.
Do you think there could be some consequences for this long strike, meaning that the companies might want to dismiss some workers?
You know, capitalism is driven by profit. Workers are retrenched even if there's no strike, or if the commodity is not sellable or doesn't make profit. So the issue of retrenchment is inevitable. But I don't think these employers will be so stupid that coming from a 5 month strike, they could embark on restructuring, because we will never fold our hands and look at the employers exploiting our members.
You mentioned the colonial era and the impact on today's workers in South Africa. There have been too many strikes in South Africa. Do you think it's time for the employers, the companies, to rethink their policies?
I think it is proper that they should look at these neoliberal policies that doesn't address the inequalities that was created more than 300 years ago. Even in our dispensation from 1994, the pay structure that was designed for black mine workers, it was never challenged and it was never changed. So therefore, it is incumbent to the government to look at the trade policies, industrialization policies, and economic policies of the country to see to it that it doesn't create poverty or subject the nation into poverty.